Let's go to the KRDL Newsline and go straight to Washington and visit with ABC News correspondent Andy Field, who's live with us right now. And Andy, always good to talk to you. The president and the cabinet getting ready to go on a blitz across the country.
Yeah, it's kind of a look what we passed Lollapalooza. For the next 3 weeks, President Biden and his cabinet members, the vice president, are going to fan out across the country to about 24 cities and talk about all the things they've passed in the last little under 2 years since he's become president. Everything from the bipartisan infrastructure bill to the gun control laws that got bipartisan support to the CHIPS Act that's going to have computer chip makers getting incentives to build them here instead of overseas. Those were all done across the aisle with Republicans and Democrats. And of course, we'll talk about the American Rescue Plan that was all Democrats. No Republicans voted for that. Although what's interesting about the American Rescue Plan is that even Mitch McConnell in flood-soaked Kentucky said, if it weren't for the Democrats passing the American Rescue Plan, a lot of the money to rebuild would not be there because a lot of that leftover money is now helping people in Kentucky. So he admitted that, no, I didn't vote for it, but, gee, you should be happy Democrats did because now you have the money to do that. He's also going to talk about this in the Inflation Reduction Act, which is questionable whether it actually reduces inflation. However, it does, or it should, reduce carbon emissions and encourage companies to have more green energy projects, to have people buy electric vehicles with huge tax incentives, to give seniors limits on how much they have to spend on drug prices, and also will raise taxes on the wealthy and corporations a bit, not much, but a bit. In some cases, some corporations are paying nothing at all. They'll have to pay at least a 15% minimum. All of that stuff is wrapped up into, gee, look what we did for you and why you should vote for Democrats. That is the whole purpose of this trip, to try to have the Democrats hold on to the House and Senate in the midterms. Now, as a reference point, I just mentioned all these things that Biden and Democrats and Republicans in some cases managed to pass over the last nearly 2 years. At this same time in Donald Trump's administration, he managed to pass just one major piece of legislation. And that major piece of legislation was a tax cut for the wealthy and corporations in this country.
All right, I want to switch gears right now and talk about these new developments in China and Taiwan as China has announced new drills as a new U.S. delegation visits Taiwan. How troubling is this, and how much should Americans be alarmed because of these new drills?
Well, until missiles and bombs start flying, I'm not sure this is anything more than a game of chicken on China's part. Look, these delegations, one that went over this weekend, and of course Nancy Pelosi a few weeks ago, that is nothing new. This has been going on for decades, ever since the late 70s when the United States agreed with mainland China that there would be a, quote, one China policy. So the U.S. is not disagreeing with China that there is only one China. Now, Taiwan considers itself a second China, an island and a nation, a democracy unto itself. The U.S. has a bit of a schizophrenic relationship here because the U.S. does support Taiwan in terms of defending itself against enemies. Now, one of those enemies appears to be China at this point. So that's where China seems to be upset about this. It also saw what Russia did in Ukraine and thinks, well, look, we took over Hong Kong. Didn't turn out to be great for the people who worked and lived in Hong Kong because what was basically a democracy there has now become a big part of the Chinese Communist government. And Chinese officials want the same thing to happen in Taiwan. Will it happen? We don't know. Will they start a war? Don't know that either. But in the meantime, the U.S. is trying to calm all this rhetoric and saying, look, U.S. doesn't want to change anything. Things are just the same as they've always been.
Well, it's something we'll definitely have to keep our eye on. It's always great hearing your voice, Andy. Thanks for joining us as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you next time.